This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, now is a prime time to get on the air and get in with the folks from Klaus Financial. Just call the station right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website with a lot of great information about Klaus Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just go to that little envelope that says Stay Current. It's a really cool weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that all available at klausfinancial.com. And their telephone number 637. That's 442-5637. As mentioned, joining us this morning from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, are you ready for the warm-up?
I am just counting the hours because 30 sounds like a big number coming up.
you and I were talking a bit before the show just how kind of this winter puts those temperatures into perspective. I never thought we'd be excited for 30, but I think we're all very excited for 30. We've got a fantastic conversation ahead. We're going to be talking Social Security and kind of that big question about how your benefits are going to be affected if you decide to continue working. A lot of questions around that. It's also a great opportunity as well to get on with your question, whether it's about Social Security or retirement planning in general. CJ and Malia would love to talk with you this morning right here on the show. A couple of things we do, of course, mention, take your calls. Love to hear from you. Also, each and every week, Klaus Quiz Question Week. This week is no exception. Another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. A little tip for the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Typically, both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program, so listen closely for your chance to win. We'll tell you exactly what you need to do to win that a little bit later on in the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation about Social Security, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only review the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week's topic was pretty timely. We talked about the potential of downsizing as you enter retirement and potentially relocating to, believe it or not, warmer weather. And, you know, it's funny, not funny, I guess, when we're looking at places like Texas, where I know personally know a lot of people who've relocated to Texas are going, what's up with this? So really have to think twice about why you're going to potentially relocate. So we looked at insure.com survey. This was the question last week. Respondents listed what was most important to them when moving to a new area. What consideration ranked number one? We asked, was it cost of living or weather? And interestingly enough, is actually cost of living was ranked number one, not the weather. So keep that in mind as you're shivering this morning, okay? Yes. Congratulations to our winner last week. We appreciate all the call-ins and listen carefully today.
And of course, folks from Klaus Financial brought up another great prize this week, a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. So we talk about Social Security pretty regularly, I think about monthly, and it's an important conversation. There's so many different questions about it. And of course, everyone eventually, they want to collect their benefits. What should we be thinking about, though, if we're still working? And I think a lot of people wonder about this. Will continuing to work, will that affect my benefits?
Did we lose CJ?
I think we might have lost CJ. That sounds like a disconnect. I'll put that one to you, Malia. How might that working affect our benefits?
Well, you know, obviously, as you said, we have this topic almost once or twice a month because Social Security really is an important facet for all of our future benefits when we're looking at where our income is going to come from. So one question we're going to focus on today is if you're planning on drawing your Social Security and continuing to work at the same time, how will that be affected? So that is one of the number one questions we hear from people. And of course, it always starts with when should you consider pulling your Social Security benefit? And again, the when is probably the thing people talk about the most. So we like to keep things simple here. We'd say step one is really evaluate how much income your other investments and retirement accounts, such as IRAs or pensions, after-tax accounts, perhaps income from your spouse, and whether or not you're planning on any part-time working income. Then that will help you figure out the best time to consider starting to take your Social Security benefit. And you know, I'd just like to pause. One thing about income, when we have our retirees, getting ready to retire. They're so excited about retiring. And ironically, many of them jump right back into working a couple months later, many times, because that's what they know is just to work. So part-time income really can play into that decision, whether you think it's going to happen or not.
Really?
So after you...
I was going to say, really good stuff there. Sorry.
Yeah. No. After you've evaluated how much income, then the step two, which we want to concentrate on, is determine when your FRA is going to be. So FRA stands for full retirement age. That comes from Social Security. And that represents when you're eligible to take your full benefit. It's not necessarily your highest benefit. It just means your full benefit. And at that time, when you are at FRA age, you will be able to take your full benefit and work as much as you'd like, and your income is not going to affect your benefit, which is a good thing. So we invite everyone to go to ssa.gov. We repeat this almost every month. Set up a login to view your own account at any time, and then you'll be able to determine for yourself when that is. So a quick reference, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is age 66. If you're born between 55 and 59, your full retirement age is 66 in some months. And then to keep it simple, if you're born after 1960, it is age 67. At least that's today's word on the street. So you can choose to take your benefit as early as age 62. Again, you can choose to take it. But you need to remember, if you do, your benefit's going to be reduced. So if your full retirement age is 66 and you decide, I'm going to start taking it as soon as I can at age 62, you're only going to receive 75% of that monthly benefit because you're receiving it early for, you know, early for an extra 48 months. So, you know, again, each person's situation is going to be different. We don't necessarily think you need to compare yourself to the neighbors when it comes to what should I do for my benefit.
Really good guidance, Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you've got a question for Malia and CJ, love to hear from you right now. We'll get you right on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And CJ's back with us this morning. And as Malia was mentioning there about your FRA and your full retirement age, people then wonder about, okay, what if I take my Social Security benefit before my full retirement age and still earning an income? What happens as far as that benefit?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Perfect. Good. Yeah, Malia did a good job there of kind of lining out some of the considerations if you're going to draw early. And then, of course, what happens is people say, well, what happens if I choose to draw before my full retirement age? Or what if I choose to draw the year in which I become full retirement age? So, of course, Social Security had to line this out. And if you're retiring in, say, 2021, and you reach your full retirement age in the year 2021, then take note that the earnings limit is $50,520 before Social Security will start deducting from your benefit. Now, some of you are going, whoa, Social Security deducting from my benefit? What are you talking about? So for anybody who's listened to us enough on this show, you know that if you draw before your full retirement age, Social Security actually limits how much earned income you can have simultaneous to drawing Social Security. Now, as Malia mentioned before, once you're beyond your full retirement age, there is no earnings limit. You can earn $1 million a year and be drawing Social Security, and there's no income offset. There's taxes, but more to come on that. Malia will talk about that in a moment. But there's this earnings limit before they start taking away Social Security benefits. So if you turn your FRA in 2021, your earnings limit is about $50,520. If you go over that, then for every $3 you go over, they take away $1 of Social Security. Now, that's actually less common. What we typically see is people want to draw at 62 or 63. As a matter of fact, Malia might know this. I don't remember, but I feel like the average age people draw is like 63. It's almost the earliest they can possibly draw. And so what ends up happening is they draw as early as possible because, I don't know, I think they fear that Social Security is going to go away. And they continue to work, and that's when you can get really pinged. That's what you have to be really careful of, because now your earnings limit is $18,960 per year. And for every $2 you go over that, they take $1 of Social Security away. So warning, warning, warning. If you are going to draw Social Security before your full retirement age, you need to be very cautious about how much earned income you will have outside of that. Otherwise, it could severely impact your Social Security benefit.
Really good explanation there. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to answer your question right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial and their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. You may be wondering, what happens if you've already reached your FRA and you still want to work? What's the guidance there? We'll find out next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment and conversation with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have a question for Malia or CJ, we would love to hear it this morning. Love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking Social Security this morning. CJ laid out a bit about your FRA and deciding to take your Social Security benefits before your full retirement age. What happens, though, if you've already reached your full retirement age and you still want to work?
Yeah, so this is one thing some people wait for. They go, okay, I have reached that full retirement age, and so what's important to know at that point, there is no limit to your earnings. I mean, you can go out there, work as a consultant for, and you know, make $100,000 if possible, and it's not going to affect your benefit one bit. So that's really good information for people to have. However, you still, even though you're full retirement age, as I said earlier, that is not necessarily your highest benefit you could receive. So you might want to consider waiting. Now, people listen to us and they go, yeah, it sounds good on paper, but in reality, as CJ mentioned, the average age people do take Social Security is closer to 63, but they should listen to us a little bit more and understand why they should wait. So if you wait till age 70 to begin collecting your benefit actually grows, and they're called delayed retirement credits or DRCs, and they actually grow by 8%. So your benefit grows by 8% per year until you reach age 70. So some people say, well, maybe I'll just keep on waiting past age 70. Well, actually, there's generally no reason to wait to start to collect your benefit at that point because there's really no benefit. And the benefit will not increase. So if you're holding off till age 70, you're getting the maximum amount. That is fabulous. But generally speaking, we can't see any reason why at that point you shouldn't consider taking it. So the net impact is it's smart to wait if you want your monthly check to be as big as it can be.
Really good stuff. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking about Social Security this morning. So let's talk about, this is always something we're aware of, is the T word, taxes. Do we have to pay taxes on Social Security benefits, or what's the guidance there?
Yeah, I know no one likes to hear that T word. But, and you know, it's funny because if you go back almost 40 years ago, Social Security was not taxable. So as you're growing and getting closer to retirement, you're like, I didn't remember that this was taxable. It wasn't for my parents. Well, it wasn't, but it is now. It has been for quite a while. So it's taxable under the following circumstances. So if you file a federal tax return as an individual and your combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, you will have to pay income tax on up to 50% of those Social Security benefits. If it's more than $34,000, you're going to pay up to 85% of your benefits being taxable. I didn't say you're going to pay 85% taxes, but 85% of your Social Security benefit may be taxable. If you file a joint return, you're looking at between $32,000 and $44,000 of combined income. You'll have to pay income tax on up to 50% of those benefits. More than $44,000 of income, you'll pay up to 85% of your benefits possibly being taxable.
And really important distinction there as well. I think sometimes, as you probably experience more than most, is people hear certain things a certain way, and you gotta clarify, because I think a lot of us get very alarmed, like, oh, 85%. 85% of it.
Yes. No, I didn't say 85% tax bracket. It's not happening.
Really good stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. Love to get your question this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We're going to talk about if you are considering starting your benefit this year, how to apply. We'll get the details on that. We'll also get to our Money in Motion listener question corner. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Another chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. So kind of wrapping up our conversation this week about Social Security, let's talk about folks that are considering taking the benefit this year. What's that process like? How do you apply? And what's the earliest age folks can receive those benefits?
Yeah, as Malia was talking about previously, the earliest you can apply is age 62. I think average American applies around age 63. But as you just learned through the previous segments here, if you do apply at 62, you're going to have a reduced benefit. I think Malia had mentioned it's about 75% of your full retirement age if your full retirement age is at 66. But the earliest you can draw is age 62. You can file for that online. For either your benefit or a spousal retirement benefit, you can do that online. You used to be able to do it in the offices, although I think a lot of them are closed due to COVID. And then the third option is just to call in and wait on hold for 3 hours. And I shouldn't say that. Social Security is doing their best, but there's a lot of demand, a lot of people applying. So you'd have to wait on hold for quite some time. Now, of course, the question is, when do I apply, right? So if I started at 62, when do I apply? Do I apply when I turn 62 or beforehand? And so you can apply 4 months before you turn age 62 or 3 months before you want to begin benefits. So if you want to start at 62 and 6 months, then you would apply at 62 and 3 months. Once you applied, it could take up to 3 months to receive your first benefit payment, which is often why we say, you know, try to sign up 3 months in advance of when you want it to begin. And generally, the day of the month you receive your benefits depends upon your date of birth, but you can go online and figure out more of that. Also, if you're age 65 and you can apply for Medicare and Social Security at the same time, if you're 65, you can apply for Medicare and Social Security at the same time on the Social Security website.
Really good stuff. And before we head out this morning, before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, great opportunity. We've talked about in the past, folks can submit questions to be answered right here on the show at KlossFinancial.com in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Judith asked a great question. She says, I'm turning 70 this year and about to start collecting Social Security, even though I'm still working and intend to keep working for a couple more years. Since I'm past my full retirement age, will I continue to pay Social Security? Great question.
Ah, Judy, thank you for submitting this question. This is a really good one. So first, congratulations on waiting until you turn 70 to collect your Social Security benefits. As we talked about, most people are drawing a lot earlier than you. So great job for waiting. And obviously by doing this, you've maxed out your monthly benefit. Malia talked about this earlier, but if you wait up till age 70, you have these delayed retirement credits of 8% a year. And at 70, you get a max benefit. But Judy's question is a good one, which is, well, wait a minute. If I'm at my max benefit and I'm still working and drawing at the same time, how does that work? Well, good news is that, as we mentioned, since you're over your full retirement age, Social Security is not going to take away benefits. So that's number one. You're not getting any benefits taken away, Judy. But number two, remember how that calculation works. It's the 35 highest inflation adjusted years of earnings is what calculates your benefit, Judy. So you are still going to pay Social Security taxes. You're going to still have to withhold that even though you're beyond age 70. But in the background of your calculation for Social Security, you could have two things impacting your future benefit. Number one being COLA, cost of living adjustments. That's for every Social Security recipient, by the way. They're eligible for COLA adjustments. And for you, Judy, number two would be your overall table of calculation could shift up. So what I mean by that is if you have a really high income earning year after the age of 70, you could get a COLA adjustment of, say, 1.3% like it was in 2021. And you could get another half or 1% adjustment up because of your total 35-year average income calculation. Now, that's getting pretty complex. I'd have to actually show you the calculation for you to understand it, Judy. But the good news is, again, you may be paying Social Security taxes after 70 if you're still earning income, but it is going towards your Social Security benefit calculation.
Absolutely fantastic. Great opportunity as well. Don't forget, you can be like Judith. You can submit your question online at KlausFinancial.com. Of course, that is Klaus Financial's website, KlausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Go on, hold on to that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Klaus Quiz Question Week is this. If you were born after 1960, what does Social Security consider your full retirement age to be for benefits? Is it 62 or 67? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer to Klaus Financial's office will win that $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. Don't forget as well, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fantastic hanging out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Dr. Nicole comes your way next with Full Scope right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.